Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 12th of April, and I'm recording at 10:14 p.m., and that is British summertime here in sunny London. Okay, looking at these stock markets, despite Wall Street's fall, or retracement of its gains that it had seen early yesterday, European stock, start with the Asia Pacific. These stock markets in the region held up really quite well. And one example, Japan, slight weakening in the end, but Japan did well here, up 1.45, a little less on the Nikkei 400, a little less, but solid gain for the Nikkei 225. China, mainland China indices, a little bit lower, a third of a percentage point. And elsewhere, we had mostly gains in South Korea, Australia. Those are fairly solid here, 9/10 of a percentage point each. And best of all, Thailand, up 1.14%. Now, looking at the European indices, not a bad day here overall. They started off weak, but then picked up a little bit. There were some exceptions. The Italian market was quite soft, down 1.57%, but that was very much the outlier, because we had elsewhere modest gains, or a little better than that, 8/10 of a percentage point on Germany, and nearly the same for France. And the UK FTSE 100 up 2/3 of a percentage point. Euro Stoxx 50 almost as much in terms of gains. And then the bigger story, Wall Street, really solid performance here given this the high level here, the loss of overall upward momentum up in the region of the top areas on some of these indices. Some of the indices are well below their actual highs. But taking the S&P, for example, it was up almost 1% and takes it up to 2,061 and change. The Dow up over 9/10 of a percentage point, and that's up at 17,721. So those are pretty good gains, and the NASDAQ up 8/10 of a percentage point. That's the NASDAQ composite here, and those were near the highs of the day overall. So impressive ability to hold in here, although it must be said, you know, we have seen a day up and a day down in here, and we're ranging, so it's a two-way struggle here overall. And I think that it would be surprising to see the S&P do much more to the upside, in my opinion. But my goodness, we live in a year of surprises. as you have certainly seen, we're still in April, which historically is a favorable month overall, and stock markets were helped by a strong rebound that had occurred in the oil price. Now that's been important because you get the oil price up a little higher, it's not going to hurt consumers, not for a while. But it would help, bombed out oil producing sectors in in a lot of the commodities, and it would lessen the deflationary fears that have been in the market for a long, long time. So that's exactly what happened. And if I move on to that, Brent crude, for instance, trading here after hours at $44.27, that's up $1.44, and the WTI is trading at 41.64. That's up $1.28. And natural gas is up to 2.017. So that has certainly helped things along. Now, the big bit of good news, though, that we have seen over the last month or slightly more is that softening of the dollar index. It was a little bit steadier here today, but it's only at 94.021. still trading here after hours. And as I said in the earlier audios, that if the dollar index had broken above that 100 level and run to the upside, that would have virtually guaranteed, in my opinion, a recession in the U.S. during the second half of the year, and it would have caused all kinds of havoc in some of the other countries that had borrowed U.S. dollars when the dollar was considerably lower. So that's really good news, and while we've had a dismal three quarters in terms of U.S. corporate profits, and global growth obviously is not strong, but nevertheless, that softer dollar should really be helping second quarter earnings. Now, the first quarter earnings are coming out, and they're going to remain quite poor. But when we get the second quarter earnings coming out in about 3 months' time, I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't at least somewhat better. Now, dollar index. I mentioned that level. It's traded by, sorry, I didn't mention the other currencies. And the Australian dollar is firm, 0.7681. The Japanese yen, 108.54 against the dollar. Sterling, which has been on the upper side of its trading range, it's eased a little bit in here today. It's back down to 1.1386 as I speak. Again, still trading. And sterling, 1.4268 here. Now, that dollar index is a little oversold on this short-term basis, so I wouldn't be surprised if it steadied a little bit, but hopefully not too much, and it probably won't pick up all that much. I just noticed on Bloomberg when I was in the home gym here today, this morning, that they put up a graph just showing the deleveraging of long positions, institutional long positions in the dollar index. I mean, that was one crowded trade with lots of people talking it up, and it's been greatly reduced, needless to say. So, what else is important here? Lots. I gave you the strong oil prices. Some of these other commodities? Well, palladium a little higher here, 546, nearly 547. Silver. Silver is beginning to pick up. This is bullish. 16.21.5 here right now. That's up nearly 24 cents. Now, I've often talked about that, Owen and I have both often talked about those proclivities here. If we've got a bullish environment for precious metals, expect high beta silver to start to outperform gold. Now, it hasn't been doing that until really this week. And the ratio between gold and silver, and Owen has written about this today, is 80 to 1. And well, that may have narrowed in a little bit here today, but that's an attractive level for silver. So again, we have a recovery in precious metals. It's been erratic, jagged, but nevertheless, with that recovery underway, and certainly clear evidence that these precious metals have bottomed, and with the valuation difference, silver being really very cheap relative to gold, it should outperform on the upside, and that's what we're seeing now. And also, palladium, I beg your pardon, not palladium, platinum, trading here at $1,002, that's a good gain, over $10 higher, $11 higher in here today. And platinum is still very, very cheap, just a little over 1,000, whereas gold is at 1,252. And as I mentioned before, that historically, platinum has traded above gold far more often than not. And to be $250 below makes platinum the choice overall, although people go for gold for historical reasons, because of its monetary value and so on. But to me, if we're going to see these precious metals move higher, silver and platinum are probably the best plays. But I also think gold has the potential to move higher. And although I can say, I should also add rather, that we have corrected the short-term oversold condition with this good rally that we have seen last week and then carrying on into the first 2 days of this week. Elsewhere, grains and beans looks like it's slightly steadier in here today. So the big news, precious metals, Wall Street getting really quite a firm close. And, oh, I didn't do the bonds. Hold on just a second. I just have to bring that up. That is that picked up. The yield it picked up. It's the U.S. 10-year is at 1.776, coming up from a very low base. But that's a good move in here today. And certainly, if you get stock markets rallying and commodities rallying, well, to me that's very bearish for bonds, because, you know, I've been saying for months that the lead indicator on inflation data would be commodity prices picking up, and guess what, that's exactly what's happening. And this is the hot sector of the markets in here right now. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.